Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So as Mother's Day is right around the corner, right? And once again, we're going to talk about these single moms, guys. As these single moms are stressed out and struggling, you know what I'm saying? And guys, luckily for us, they put their foolishness on TikTok. And guys, don't feel bad for them. Don't feel bad for them, guys, because they asked for this. They wanted to be out working, banging on all the Chads and the Tyrones, right? All this empowering stuff, quote unquote.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
Then all it takes, guys, is one night with Chad, one night with Tyrone, and if they're older, one night with Nug Nug. And then it's.
You didn't have second thoughts. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom.
So guys, we're going to go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and look at some of these chicks struggling and stressed out. Before we do that, guys, like, subscribe, and drop a comment because it really helps keep this channel going. Check out my second channel linked in the description, guys. And let's get into this. And check out the playlist at the end, guys. Let's go.
So, like, I'm literally just in my kitchen and I really want to know how people manage to just stay strong every day for their kids. Like, I am struggling. I am mentally struggling. Just being a single mom and having to do everything on my own. Like, it's draining. It's so emotionally draining. And I try to find the strength every day. But I just don't have it anymore in me. So yeah, let me know how you guys manage to keep it together every day, because I have no support.
Isn't it crazy, guys, that if we say, hey, ladies, you should probably not get knocked up by a Nug Nug, or you're going to be stressed out because being a single mom is not ideal. What do they always say?
How dare you?
And they call us misogynists, right? Clown world.
No support. Everybody that told me, oh, they're going to be there for me and my kid.
There it is.
When is the time for y'all to show up? Y'all leave. And that's what got me fucked up, because why? Like, I'm genuinely not that type of person to people, but I just can never catch a break and I'm over it.
So guys, this is one of those girls where she got knocked up, right? And then all of her friends are, oh, go on, girl. You know what I'm saying? Keep the baby. We'll support you. We'll be there for you. So we won't be 304s and hot girls somewhere and going to the bar. We're going to be sitting there watching friggin' Barney with your kid, right? Watching Paw Patrol. And then she had the baby, and she started making those phone calls. We're sorry. The AT&T number you have dialed is no longer in service. Hey guys, her hashtags. You ready? Hashtag single mom. Hashtag stressed. Hashtag can't do it anymore. Clown work.
Yo, y'all need to check up on us mothers with teenage kids.
Oh, no, we don't.
We are not okay. We are not okay.
Guys, look at this. She says she has teenage kids. She got a piercing in her face and a tattoo on her face. Look at that. Look at that. Besides all these goofy ones on her arm, she's got a face tattoo. And guys, 304s raise 304s. Right? Guys, single moms are basically like a Xerox machine. But someone just set it to a 304 and just hit the button like 1,000 times. Because I guarantee you, this chick looks pretty young. So she probably had her daughter at like 15 or 16. Right? So she's probably in like her early 30s. Maybe even late 20s. You know what I'm saying? Look at that.
My daughter makes me feel like I'm just the worst. I go to school full-time and I work part-time. I'm a single mom. I'm tired.
Of course you are.
Baby girl's just growing up. She wants to be grown. She wants to do this and that. gets so mad at me for putting my foot down. Like, I'm sorry, honey. No.
So basically, she goes, Juanita, wash the dishes. And her daughter says,
I hope you die, bitch. I hope you die of AIDS, Hope.
Oh, guys, and I honestly think this is the only way that these 304s can really, really understand. Other than them, like, being with a dude that's got a crazy ex that's going to, like, jump him, whatever. This is the only way that 304s can figure out how bad 304s are is if they raise a 304. You know what I'm saying?
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Well, if she had a father to be a disciplinarian, right? Maybe she wouldn't be in this situation. Guys, are hashtags. Hashtag teenagers. Hashtag single mom. Hashtag hard times. Hashtag tired mom. Look at that, man. Look at that tattoo on her face. And expects her daughter to respect her. Clown world.
I want to hear something crazy. Just listen to this. And at the end, tell me if you was able to keep up or where you got lost. But this is how I work 72 hours, Monday through Saturday, as a single mom. Monday, I got up at 5 a.m. I took Kaya to cheer, came home, couldn't fall back asleep. So I took a shower, got ready for work, dropped Shawnee off at school, went to work from 8 to 5. Got off. We had conferences at the high school at 5:45. I came home. I didn't cook. I just chilled because I knew the rest of the week was about to get crazy. Tuesday, got up, showered, got ready for work, dropped the girls off at two different locations for school. I went to work from 8 to 5, but I left work at 3 o'clock, walked over to the hospital, stayed with my mom while she took care of something, went back to work. So I got off at 5. I went to the house. I picked up Kaya, took her to the hospital to get my mom's car. Followed her to take the car to drop it off at my mom's house. We picked Shawnee up from dance at 5:45. I came home. I took a nap. I got up at 8:30. I cooked. I went to work from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. I got off. I came home. I took a 40-minute nap, hopped in a shower, got the girls ready for school.
Now, guys, you might be a little lost, right? Because she has these long sentences, guys. Let me just translate for you guys.
We now come back for you.
God, imagine. This chick wonders why she's single. Imagine listening to this. Oh, guys, hold on. I gotta break out the race card here. Where is it? Let's break this bad boy out.
Kaya didn't go to school that day. She didn't feel good. So I dropped Shawnee off at school. I had to open the clinic that day, so I had to be to work at 7:30. I worked 7:30 to 4:30. I got off. I came home, made me something to eat, and I instantly crashed. I never woke up again until 9:45. Basically, freshened up, went back to work from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Got off. It was Thursday morning. Took a shower. Got ready for work. Didn't even bother trying to go back to sleep at that point.
And guys, her nighttime job, do you guys actually think she's doing anything? I mean, come on.
Went to work 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. after dropping the girls off at their two separate locations. I got off at 5 p.m., picked up Shawnee from after school, came to the house, got Kaya, dropped her off at cheer practice, came back home, took a nap. I was out. I woke up to Shawnee at my bedroom door with a text saying, come get me now. Shawnee's like, Kaya called. She said, come get her now. I looked at the time. I was late. I'm never late. It was already like 8:06. Cheer practice over at 8. Picked up Kaya, came home, ordered a pizza, freshened up, went to work from 10 p.m.
You know, guys, there's so much going on here, right? I'm sorry that I'm subjecting you guys to this. But guys, this is why you don't date single moms, right? Number one, guys, she has two kids, probably by two different dudes, right? Of course. And then, guys, it's funny because when I was working 75 hours a week, guys, I was skinny because I didn't have time to eat. You know what I'm saying? So, she's obviously not working enough to not put the fork in her face. You know what I'm saying? And guys, If what this chick is saying is true, let's grant her, why would any guy insert himself into this and not get a chick that has no kids where you guys can go off and do whatever the hell you want, right? Go on vacation, you know what I'm saying? Go on road trips, you know what I mean? Go to the movies, you know what I'm saying? Do anything, the thing you want. And these are the same chicks, a real man gonna date a woman who got kids, please.
PM to 6 a.m., bringing us to Friday. Thought I opened the clinic, so I came home, didn't want to go back to sleep, freshened up, cleaned my room, dropped the girls off. Well, actually, Kaya got a ride from her friend this morning. Dropped Shawnee off, get to the clinic at 7:20. It's already open. I wasn't even supposed to open today. So I went to the car, made that TikTok, try to wake myself up.
So instead of going home and going to bed, she gets in the car and makes a TikTok video, Clown World.
And I worked 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thought I was finna get off, come home to my clean room, take a shower, and chill so I could pass out. Nope. Kaya texts me. It's cold outside. She got a football game. She got a cheer tonight, but she needs her wool socks, her leggings, her earmuffs, her gloves, all this stuff that she forgot at home this morning. So I get off at 12, come to the house, find all this stuff, pack it up, drop it off at the high school, stop at the post office, and now I just pull back up at the house. I'm about to go in here, hop in this shower, find me something to watch me, and I'm about to be out.
But guys, think about this. Let's just grant her that everything she says is true once again. She should be inside asleep. If this was anyone who had any sense, basically a man, he would be inside asleep and not on TikTok telling this stupid story for everyone to hear.
But the thing is, I gotta set my alarm because it's ladies' night and we done had these plans for 2 weeks. So I got something to do tonight. Tomorrow.
There it is, guys. There it is. She said it's ladies' night. So she's gonna go out with her knuckleheaded 304 friends, right? And go get drunk. And probably find Nug Nug, right? And let him. Because it sounds like she has teenagers. I guarantee you. Later on this year, she'll have a newborn. This happens all the time. This chick's probably in her mid to late 30s, early 40s. Guys, it happens all the time. All the time. Guys, drop in the comments how many women that you know in their 30s and 40s who have like an older kid and a really, really, really young kid, or two older kids and a really, really, really young kid, right?
My last 8 hours of the week, I'm working 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And thank God I'm off during the day because I'm going to just use that time to lounge around the house. So, yeah, I've been looking crazy, but this is America. I just do what I got to do. And if that means I got to look crazy while I'm doing it, I'm in my bag trying to take care of these kids.
Now, guys, what does America have to do with this? Right? She grew up in the United States of America. People know in America, you marry before you carry. Right? And that divorce should be the last possible option. Right? Because now here she is out here by herself, yakking into her phone for a TikTok with two kids. Right? And guys, her hashtags, hashtag working moms of TikTok, hashtag week in my life, hashtag mom, hashtag single mom, hashtag no child support. Yeah, right, guys. If you believe that.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
Clown world, right? Hashtag America. Hashtag moms of TikTok. Hashtag work. Hashtag inflation, guys. These chicks are cooked. These single moms are cooked, man. You know what I mean? And guys, the best thing though that we can do is avoid them at all costs. All right, you guys. This is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, check out the playlist at the end. Check me out on Crumble, guys. I can't say the name of the site. And I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.